This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
Look who's in the studio lounge, Mr. Trey Hawkins from CUNA. How are you, Trey?
Good. Excited to be back in person CUNA GAC with 4,000 of our closest friends.
Indeed. Yeah, as we were talking before the recording about the energy that's here, the positive energy. You're feeling it, obviously.
Oh, my gosh, upstairs. Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, for those of us that work in advocacy, it's just so much easier to do this in person.
Completely.
I mean, we've made do in the virtual, you know, realm for the last 2 years, but it's just so much energy out there with 4,000 plus credit union advocates.
Yeah, it's a lot of pent up energy,
right,
you know,
right,
over the
right.
last couple of years. Oh my gosh. So you're doing a session, what was the session today, yesterday?
This afternoon.
Preview here,
yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
So give us a quick overview of your session, because it's entitled Credit Unions and the 2022 Midterm Elections, A Look Ahead.
Yeah, no,
it's gonna be quite the elections, I hear.
Yeah, so. We're really excited. You know, the obviously we have the midterm elections. It's been a, you know, incredibly divisive partisan political climate, probably some of the worst, most divided in our history. Mm-hmm. But we've got, you know, one of the things that brings everybody together on both sides of the aisle are credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
And we really think, you know, credit unions can serve as sort of a, you know, a catalyst for bringing both parties together,
yeah,
putting forth good legislation. And so in the session, we're gonna have a couple of our political consultants, one from the Democratic side, one from the Republican side,
mm-hmm,
and we're gonna talk a little bit about the dynamics of this year's election, but more importantly, the role that credit unions can play in engaging, you know, getting credit union members to vote, getting them registered,
yes,
and engaged,
yes,
and then finding candidates and backing candidates,
mm-hmm,
that are understand credit unions and that will make good advocates for us,
mm-hmm,
on the Hill.
Yeah. What are a couple of takeaways that you want your audience to take back to their credit unions on Monday morning, so to speak?
Yeah, yeah. Or Tuesday afternoon. I don't even know what day it is.
I think it's Tuesday.
Tuesday afternoon.
So Thursday or Friday. Yeah.
Right, exactly, yeah. No, number one is that credit unions have just such an incredible brand credibility. I mean, everyone in the industry knows that they have that, you know, in terms of financial services and everything. But that credibility with membership, with credit union members, extends to political engagement,
mm-hmm,
and activism too. So we're really sitting on a gold mine of being able to activate members.
Mm-hmm.
And all of our research shows that when credit union members hear from from their credit union, or
mm-hmm,
from credit union trade association like a league or CUNA about a candidate running for office, that this is the best candidate for credit unions,
yeah,
or about a public policy issue, the credit union members listen to that,
mm-hmm,
and take that into consideration,
mm-hmm,
and they will activate. They'll go vote for that candidate. They'll send a letter off to their congressman,
mm-hmm,
and if our attendees take away nothing else is that, you know, don't sit back, get engaged,
yeah,
and don't be afraid to communicate with your members on these issues.
Yeah, because, I mean, those folks up there on the Hill, they are being pulled in 100 different directions,
right,
each and every day. But the more messages that they can get from a credit union-focused group or,
right,
individual,
exactly,
then that stays top of mind because, yeah, again, there's so much white noise out there.
Yeah.
That, yeah. So,
and the other takeaway is that, you know, I referenced, and everyone's aware, unfortunately, it's so divisive right now in politics,
mm-hmm,
and I think sometimes that makes people want to shy away from it. But credit unions really are one of the most bipartisan industries out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our PAC is bipartisan in who we support.
Mm-hmm.
Our advocates are bipartisan in who they lobby, and it really can be a force for good. If you hear, you know, we've been talking about some of the issues that we'll be advocating for on the Hill this week and as part of the GAC.
Mm-hmm.
And there are things that both Democrats and Republicans can get behind.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, you know, just as setting aside credit unions, but as an American, you know, we've got an obligation to roll up our sleeves and get in there and engage.
Agreed. Yeah, I think when it's this divisive, I think that should motivate people even more so to get,
right,
involved, to,
yeah,
kind of break up the divisiveness for sure. What is the significance of this midterm elections? Because I've been hearing a lot about how important this midterm elections is in 2022. So what's the significance?
Zooming out from credit union issues, I mean, obviously, there, you know, it's a challenging time where, you know, the country's emerging from the COVID pandemic, all the economic repercussions mm-hmm. that come with that. We've mm-hmm. got rising inflation. We've now got this, you know, situation in Ukraine. So, you know, it's critically important, the outcome as to, you know, which direction the country's going to go.
Yeah.
And the Congress is evenly divided. So, the Democrats have a 5-seat majority in the U.S. House. It's a 50-50 tie in the Senate. Of course, mm-hmm. the Vice President breaks mm-hmm. the tie, so they have at least nominal control. But, you know, it's possible that, you know, control could switch in either or both both chambers.
Yeah.
And so I think for credit unions, that's an I like to say that anytime where there's a really competitive political environment, it actually gives us an opportunity not to pick one side or the other mm-hmm. In terms of the parties, mm-hmm. but in individual races, figure out which candidate, be they Republican or Democrat, who, you know, has the best interest of credit unions,
yeah.
understands
yeah.
credit unions, and then we have an opportunity when it's highly competitive that we can make the difference in that race.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, we have nationwide in the Congress over 300,000 credit union members per congressional district.
Really?
Oh. And that's approaching 40-50% of the population.
Wow.
Of a
well,
credit
that's
union.
A big voice, right?
Right.
There.
If we use it.
Yeah. If we use it.
If we use it.
Yeah.
Right.
Collectively, man, that's powerful stuff. Anything else here to add, Trey? I know you have a busy
yeah.
schedule, so I appreciate the time that you give us. But
yeah,
anything else here to add on?
Just one
point?
Quick plug
yeah,
for
please.
Something we've got coming. We're going to be launching shortly after the GAC the newest version of our Credit Unions Vote. .org
okay.
website and campaign, and this is a nonpartisan one-stop shop
mm-hmm.
where any credit union member can go on, find their voter registration, they can register to vote, they can request a ballot, you can even get a Google map of where your polling place is from your home and how to
oh,
get there.
Awesome, awesome.
And you can sign up for alerts
yeah.
to remind you when to turn in your ballot or when the last day to vote absentee.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be rolling out a member activation program campaign where credit unions will have toolkits, social media posts, sample email, newsletter articles that they can push out to their membership and hopefully try to engage
Fantastic.
Some of those 130 million people
yeah,
to,
exactly.
to vote.
Yeah, get out and exercise that right, you know. Not a lot of countries in the world have that right.
Right,
so
and we're seeing the consequences overseas.
Exactly.
So, not protecting
perfect
that
example
yeah.
of what's going so. On. All right, Trey, well, thank
hey.
You so much. Appreciate the time, as always. Good luck this afternoon in your session. Not that you need it, but you can always use a little bit more. But, yeah, appreciate the time. Well
All
done.
Right, thank you so
right,
much.
Trey, well done.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.